On the day that Aretha Franklin died, I went to Aldi's. Driving home, I had NPR on the radio, as I always do, but my thoughts were about preparing dinner. All of a sudden, I was weeping, big gulping sobs. I didn't even know that I was listening, but Aretha was singing the Puccini aria, Nessun Dorma, and it was breathtaking. I was carried away by the glory of it, or possibly, as Linda Baines gifted us in her beautiful sermon on August 26th, I was totally in the moment, a rare place for me to be. You can find Linda's talk on the church website, and you'll enjoy it. I had to find out more. Online, I learned that Aretha's performance had taken place 20 years ago, when Aretha subbed for an ailing Luciano Pavarotti without even rehearsing with the orchestra. Talk about live. Here's the article I found, which I'll post on the board downstairs. It's titled, That Time Aretha Franklin Swooped Down and Saved the Grammys. It's a good story. And then there was Karen Anderson's musical tribute to Aretha, Precious Lord, so powerfully arranged and played by our own Karen Anderson. Music is laced through the fabric of our lives, whether we are gobsmacked by sudden beauty or responding robotically to, at Farmers we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two, to which we think sing, we are farmers, dum 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 dum. Try forgetting who that ad is about. Sometimes we forget to hear bird song, the wind in the trees, distant church chimes, ours, children laughing, an ice cream truck. But sometimes we waken to all these sounds, perhaps even thrilling to the calls of geese passing overhead, or a drum line practicing for Friday's game. Scientists, in fact all of us, long to know the messages in the whale song. For years, I have soothed my nerves about directing the choir by imagining the sound of the congregational singing to be part of that music of the earth. To me, that is prayer. Try it. And each of us is part of that prayer. When string quartets play, each voice must be a kind of solo voice, yet fully part of the conversation. Listening, blending, counting together, interpreting, being keenly aware of one's own tone. When an orchestra or band plays, the conductor oversees all of the artistic elements, attending as well to the feelings and values and voices of the musicians. Very much like this church. Several weeks ago, we met to discuss church security. The meeting was conducted by Maestro Laura Jacobson Pensies. We voiced our fears and convictions and our questions and really listened to one another. When we crescendoed to semi-chaos, our conductor smiled and reminded us, this is about a door, and harmony was restored. When it comes to choirs, we're talking about the most personal instrument of all, our voices. So, as we are learning to use our voices as instruments and trying to keep them in good shape, we're working on those same elements that all musicians do. Tone, balance, listening, being fully present to the conversation in the music. I assert that all of these elements of music, vocal, instrumental, and natural, that is, music, voices of the earth, are intuitive in a loving, welcoming, and sensitive community such as this. Oh, we might stand back and say, but I don't have a good voice. But you know what? You have a God-given voice and perspective that must be shared. I know I'm mixing metaphors here. Some of you might remember when Rex Harrison was chosen to play Henry Higgins in the Broadway musical My Fair Lady. He was not a singer, so his songs were adjusted to a kind of speech singing because his voice was the right voice. Your voice is the right voice, and so is mine. We must use them to sing, to protest and protect, to love and be loved, to hear and to be heard. A soloist, and along with musicians, I'll include comedians, mimes, speakers, and choir directors, can only be effective if he or she is in tune with the audience. I asked my good friend Rachel, whom I would trust with my life, if I should address the fact of the shrinking choir. She answered cheerfully, "Oh, I think it's the elephant in the room." So I am asking the choir to preach to the choir director, so to speak. It will be my privilege to listen to you, including the possibility of the gift of a fresh perspective from a younger choir director. And if that is to happen, I'll be singing in the choir still, because how can I keep from singing? Thank you.